884-1827. 884-1827. Arnold's Auto Body.
WTMA keeps you informed.
Good morning. This is a TMA First News Update. I'm Fred Story. Media mogul Ted Turner and his wife Jane Fonda joined celebrities and state officials in Charleston last night for the premiere of The Hunley. The movie tells the story of the Confederate submarine that became the first sub in history to sink an enemy warship, but also claimed the lives of 22 crew members in three sinkings. Officials hope the movie will raise nationwide support for the efforts to recover and preserve the Hunley's wreckage. The movie will be shown on the TNT cable network next month. Now let's take a look at your WTMA exclusive three-day AccuWeather forecast.
Here's the latest weather word on WTMA Tiger Radio.
Happy 60th birthday, WTMA. It'll be cloudy to partly sunny, warm and humid today. There'll be a few showers and heavy thunderstorms in the area this afternoon and this evening. Today's highs will range from 82 along the Battery to 88 in Somerville. For WTMA AccuWeather, I'm Kathy Francis.
It's the Missing Word Fun Test on the Mighty TMA. Tell us what Randy and the Rainbows are singing and win five WTMA dollars and four free In-N-Out car wash passes.
Why do kids go to school?
Why do kids go surfing?
Be the first to correctly tell the Mighty GMA the missing words and win the free prizes. Send your answer on a postcard to Missing Word Fun Test, WTMA Charleston.
Hey, you know the name of the song that they were singing, Randy and the Rainbows? And if you know the song, you can call and get a free pass to the old Starlight Drive-In Theater, which is no longer around. I'm Dan Moon. Let me get Clancy on board. Or do we need to take a break? All right, let me get Clancy on board with us, because you were on here a while ago, and then we lost you. Clancy, I'm glad we got you back. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. This is Clancy Bowers.
You know, I figured that's who that was. I figured, hey, Boob, you're absolutely right. Clancy Bowick.
I'm the only Clancy in the state, except for some Irish setters.
I don't know of another guy named Clancy around, come to think about it.
The only Irish setters, Dan.
Now, Clancy, you were in sales.
Yeah, 70, 71, 72.
Well, I want you to talk to an old buddy. I'm sure that you had the occasion to sell every once in a while. You remember Clancy Bowick, don't you,
Bowick? Oh, I remember Clancy. How I remember Clancy. He kept me really working.
In fact, that's why I'm calling today, Boob. I've got 50 spots I just sold to the Russian trawler off the coast, and I need to log them now.
Said he got 50 spots he just sold to the Russian trawler off the coast, and he needs to get them logged now.
That's right. And yeah, that was the number one thing. He would call up on the telephone and say, we're making some changes in the log. Right. When you have your whole program laid out and they start making changes, not only that, but Clancy Bowick would sell somebody that had 50 members in the company, and I would have to interview each one of them. You would do that, Clancy. It was terrible. You would make me really work.
That's right. You worked for change when I was over there, right.
What are you doing now, Clancy?
Actually, I'm semi-retired, and I work with the Hispanic Mission on John's Island. We have a mission over there between James Island and John's Island, and I'm working with those guys.
The Hispanic Mission?
Correct.
On James Island and John's Island.
What's he doing there?
We have an Espanol. So we have a church. We have an Hispanic church for the Hispanic
mission. They have an Hispanic church over there on James or John's Island?
Both, actually.
On both, yeah. And he works with the Hispanics in ministering to them?
Yeah, we have a pastor, and we visit the camps. In fact, this particular summer, we're over there. You know, we'll be over there tonight and for the next 6 weeks during the summertime. And then we have a church that meets at my church at James Island Baptist at 9:30 every Sunday morning in Spanish.
Well, we'd be glad to sell them some spots.
We could do it in Spanish, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Absolutely, I might take you up on that. Dan, you and I used to work together at WQFN radio years ago.
Yeah, QSN was another signal in the market years ago. And
that was Barry Winton.
Oh, but you remember that name.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Barry Winton was the general manager of owner of QSN.
He was a violin player.
Yeah.
He had an orchestra at one time. Who was the guy who was the general manager who used to, of QSN back in the late 60s and early 70s?
Doug Randall. That's
exactly right. Who used to be on TMA.
I love Doug. Doug was
old Deputy Doug. Deputy Doug Randall.
He was Doug Randall.
You remember that name?
Patio Driving Theater.
Yeah. His real name, of course, was Doug Clements. He passed away several years ago.
He's famous for Dixie'll Do It, because Dixie don't care.
There you go. Yeah. If you were a TMA listener back in the mid-60s, You'll remember Deputy Doug, Deputy Doug Randall.
Absolutely. Doug
and got out of there, went over to QSN as a general manager at QSN for quite a few years.
I mean, look, years ago, that was such foolish names, Deputy Doug, and then they had Almost Honest John Trenton. Why couldn't anybody have just normal names like me?
Boob Nash.
That's right.
Hey, Clancy, a pleasure, my friend.
My pleasure, too, guys. You guys, happy anniversary. And we'll do this again in another 10 years. How's that?
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
At his age, I wonder who dialed the phone for him.
That's an email of the past. Steve, good morning and welcome. Here on News Talk TMA, I'm Dan Moon.
Good morning, Dan.
Hey.
How are you today?
We are fine, sir.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to thank you on the air for saving me about $350.
How did I save you $350?
Well, I asked for the Dan Moon special down at San Juan Pool.
Oh.
And I saved my tax money.
How about that? Yeah, the deal is, folks, it's a pretty good deal, and I'm glad you called me on this, Steve. Over at San Juan Pools and Spas, over on Folly Road, the Folly Road, or the Cross Creek Shopping Center, I think it is. They got a deal over there now. If you go in there and you get a pool or a spa or any of their great grills they've got, Holland and Royal Master, any of the great patio furniture, make a purchase. And then after you make your best deal, then you tell them you want the Dan Moon special, and they give you all your tax money off. So what did you get from them? What did you buy?
I bought an above-ground pool.
Above-ground pool.
Right.
San Juan.
Right.
Listen, the number one fiberglass pool manufacturer in the entire world, and the best one made. And after you made your best deal, first of all, I assume you got a good deal.
Oh, yes, sir.
After you made your best deal, then you told them, I want the Dan Moon special, and they knocked off all the sales tax.
That's exactly
right. You $350.
Wow, things have really changed in radio. When I was in radio, they had the Boobie Nash special. If you mentioned my name, they charged you $100 more.
Well, I'm glad we could save you some money, Steve.
Well, I am too, Dan, and I want to wish TMA a happy birthday and many more to come.
Thank you very much. Have a great day today.
Okay, you too, Dan.
Every hour, we're giving away these antique radios, the replicas of these antique radios. They're really nice. You'll enjoy having one of these. To people who come by and register, they've been registering all morning long. Hey, Jesse. Our winner this hour is Alan McAvoy. Alan McAvoy. All right, Alan, if you're still listening, all you got to do is stop back by here or come by the station. Anyway, we got your phone number on there so we can get hold of you if you are not listening. But he's one of all those little little antique replicas of radios. And they really work, Boo, but kind of like you.
Yeah, they really work. They keep on ticking after taking a licking.
8:40 in the morning. Bev, come on over a minute. I didn't realize to recognize this gentleman when he first walked in the room, because I had never met him before. You had met him prior to this morning.
Well, yeah, when he was a kid, I guess we met.
The general manager of WTMA back when you were on board, right?
Yeah, the owner.
The owner at the time.
The owner.
Name was Chuck Smith, and Chuck's, has Chuck passed away?
Yeah, Chuck is gone.
Okay. But his grandson, Bev Jenkins, is on board with us this morning. Hi, Bev.
How you doing?
Now, Boop says he remembers you when you were just a little teen.
I used to drive those guys crazy.
Really?
My grandfather would bring me over to the radio station and give me the run of the place.
Yeah, we would always say, be nice.
Be nice.
Chuck's grandson. Be nice. Be nice to him. Don't push him around.
Did they treat you nice?
Oh, they treat me great.
Yeah.
They probably hate to see me coming.
He looks exactly like his granddad, too.
Really, he does look up very, very much like Chuck Smith. He really does. Fond memories of your grandfather?
Absolutely. Definitely. Passed away when I was 11, but he owned the radio station after about 1979, I think.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It was a good time. He was always at the dinner table. He was always talking about the other radio stations and what he was doing to stay number one. And Booby was saying that's what his passion was. So.
Well, he did a good job, really.
Whatever a radio station was planning to do, he would do it better. I mean, this man was an innovator, and money was no object. He would spend the money to promote the station. He lived radio.
Well, and it worked. He hired a good staff. I mean, he had good on-the-air people.
Yes, he did. He had good taste in radio announcers.
Good taste in radio
that's
announcers.
That's for sure.
He did the right.
See you guys this morning.
He did the right promotional things, and I still wish he were around today. He's just a darn good radio guy.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Bev, thanks for coming by this morning.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Have a great day today. It's nice to see some old alumni and old people coming by.
He's a very smart fellow, that grandson of Chuck Smith. He didn't get into radio.
Yeah.
He probably got a real job.
All right, Bob and the rest of you hanging on the line. Quick break. We'll grab your calls right after this. I'm Dan Moon. Uncle Boob Nash with me here at the Francis Marion Hotel this morning. We'll take it around till 10, our big 60th anniversary celebration. Big birthday party today. Got the big cake coming in at 9 o'clock this morning. I think they're going to bill it as the world's largest birthday cake. Well, maybe not the world's largest, but pretty darn close to it. Quick break and back with more after this.